The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
We don't have to be too smart to know this world isn't the way it ought to be. But you and I, or anyone else except Adam and Eve before Satan got to them, don't have the slightest glimpse of the way this world ought to be or could be, or the way it was intended to be for these 6,000 years, because we have never lived in a period of time when everything has been the way it was intended to be. All we have known is aches, pains, sorrows, tears, worries, frustrations, disappointments, divorce, rebellious kids, wars, sweat and toil, and so on. But can you imagine a world of peace, happiness, contentment, good marriages, obedient kids, good parenting, learning kids, no dropouts, a world where everyone isn't just taught how to earn a living, but everyone will be taught how to live and how important that will be? For most problems of today would automatically be solved if everyone knew how they should live and would live the way they ought to. But that won't happen in Satan's world, which this world is. The Bible is very plain about that, but God says there is a new age coming when Satan won't be the god of this earth. Notice what it says in Revelation 11 and verse 15. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible, Revelation 11 and verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." What a wonderful time that's going to be when Jesus Christ returns to this earth and takes the kingdoms of this world away from Satan and began to rule this earth himself, which that is coming, and it's just around the corner. Notice in Zechariah 14, verse 5 and verse 9, along this same line, that then you shall flee through my mountain valley, for the mountain valley shall reach to Azel. Yes, you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. Thus the Lord my God will come, and all the saints with him. Yes, my friends, the saints will come back with Christ, and they will be there ruling and reigning and training and healing and teaching this earth under the authority of Jesus Christ and with Jesus Christ. Verse 9, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Yes, the Lord shall be king over all the earth, the only king that there is, true, righteous king. In that day it shall be the Lord is one, and his name one. Yes, there will be one true God that is worshipped, and everyone will know who that true God is. What a wonderful time it would be if everyone knew that today. It would be a much different world. There won't be any false or any pagan gods in the world tomorrow when Jesus Christ is king over all the earth. Yes, God the Father will crown Jesus Christ King of Kings and Lord of Lords and send him back to this earth to take the earth away from Satan, and he will rule the earth with a rod of iron, and that means authority, enforcing his laws. God didn't give his laws or judgments to be sneered at, but for the purpose of regulating man's well-being. God doesn't force you to obey his laws or his word today. It is a voluntary thing if you obey. But in the world that's coming, the new age, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth, people will obey God's law or they won't be around very long. Jesus Christ will see to it that everyone will be taught true and pure religion. Yes, true and pure religion. He will pour out his Holy Spirit on everyone to open their hearts and minds to understand his way of life, including his law, which is a spiritual law. Notice what it says in Romans 7 and verse 14. Romans 7 and verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. The law is spiritual, and the carnal mind cannot understand and doesn't want to obey God's spiritual law. The carnal mind can't understand spiritual things. It takes God's Spirit dwelling in you to understand and obey God, his way, his plan of salvation, and his law. God says he gives his Spirit to those that obey him, meaning You being willing to obey as God opens your heart and mind to His way. You being willing to make changes in your life. And if you are, God gives His Spirit to you. God's Spirit doesn't have to be in you to bring you to repentance, but it certainly leads you to repentance and baptism. Then God promises His Holy Spirit. He will place it in your heart and mind, and what that amounts to is God and Christ are living in you, making their home in you. And that's brought out very plain in the book of John. Notice John 14, what John has to say here. John 14, beginning in verse 15 through verse 27, says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, has anyone ever told you that they love the Lord? Well, next time they do, ask them, "Well, are you keeping God's commandments?" It's very plain that Christ says here, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And He says, "That way I know you love me if you're keeping my commandments." Now, verse 16, "And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another helper, that it may abide with you forever." Speaking of the Holy Spirit here, verse 17, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees Him or knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." Speaking of the Holy Spirit, verse 18, "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you a little while longer, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live, you live also. At that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you, all through and by the power of God's Holy Spirit." Verse 21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me." Yes, if you truly love God, you prove it by having His commandments on your heart, in your mind, and obeying God's commandments. "And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to Him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word." Very plain, isn't it? If you love God, if you love Christ, you will be obeying God. "And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Yes, indeed, living their life all over again in you and me, if we have God's Spirit. If we love God, then we have God's Spirit, and we are keeping His law, His commandments. We're living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God to the best that we know and understand, is what Christ is saying here. "He who does not love me does not keep my words." That's very plain, isn't it? "He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, it will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." Verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Yes, my friend, if you have God's Spirit now and living by God's law, living by God's Word, and you worship the one and the true God, you have peace of mind that is surpassable in this world. The world can't give you the peace of mind that God and Christ do through and by the power of His Holy Spirit. Now, can you begin to imagine how the world tomorrow will be when everyone is given the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of obedience, and the Spirit of peace, and the Spirit of love, the Spirit of give instead of the Spirit of get and hate, as it seems is so prevalent in this world today? Yes, in God's kingdom, which will be the nations of this earth, people will bear the fruit of God's Spirit. God isn't going to snap His fingers and this earth become the way it ought to be. That's not the way God works. God wants you to have a big part in making the world the way it was intended at the creation of man in the Garden of Eden. God has given man 6,000 years to go his way. Man has rejected God's way, the way God taught Adam and Eve. And look at the fruit we have produced. God is allowing man to learn his lesson, and man is learning it the hard way. Again, look at the fruit that we have borne. And it didn't have to be this way. And it doesn't have to be that way. That is, for you personally, it doesn't have to be the way it is. Maybe you should ask yourself, what kind of fruit am I bearing? And be honest with yourself. Don't pass the buck. Don't make excuses. Don't blame others if your life isn't the way it ought to be. Well, here's the way it will be, could be, and the way it will be during the reign of Jesus Christ on this earth as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For by the time Christ returns to this earth and sets up his kingdom and his government on the earth, for most part, mankind will have learned his lesson, that he can't rule himself, that he can't solve his problems. He will have learned that his way, apart from God's way, only creates problems, and man will begin to be willing to obey God and his laws. Notice in Joel 2, verse 28, was the beginning or the first fulfillment of God pouring out his Spirit upon all flesh, which he will do. Joel 2, verse 28, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Now, that happened on the day of Pentecost. You read of that in Acts 2, verses 12 through 18, where God poured out his Spirit on all that were gathered for Pentecost that day. But it's only a former fulfillment of this prophecy. It will come big time in the millennium when Christ sets up his kingdom on this earth. Well, I see my time is just about up, my friend, but we'll go on with this in our next program. But if you would like more understanding about the kingdom of God, which is very near now, then we invite you to request our free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And our free article, A Message of the World Tomorrow. Call us at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And our free article, A Message for the World of Tomorrow. And all you need to do is just call us at 1-800-611-8080.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.